Welcome to Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries at 4605 North Highway 1, Suite C in Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, Pastor Reginald Jackson.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank You've you been listening
again this Saturday for the word and prayer. Glory to God. It's just another blessing to come together in the spirit of unity and see and hear and receive what God has for you and I today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing. I am glad in it. Paraphrasing that scripture as always, but I thank God for another day among the land of the living. I welcome all of you that are joining me today live on the radio and on Facebook. Thank God for all of you. And I solicit your prayers today. Join me in prayer. Glory to God. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And those that come together in the spirit of unity, God says, where any two or three shall agree as touching anything, they shall have whatsoever they say. So I need your prayers. People need your prayers. It's not just me, but people all over the world need our prayers that we come together in the spirit of unity. And God will answer in the affirmative when we pray according to God's will. So let's get into the word today. We're going to the book of Titus. Lord God, I just thank you today for the word. Thank you, Lord God, for what you put in my heart and my spirit for myself and for your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, let this word go forth in spirit and in power and in demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Let it be confirmed in someone's heart and soul. Let it bring salvation. Let it bring deliverance. Let it bring restoration, and let it bring healing and inspiration to your people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The book of Titus, glory to God, chapter 1, and we are going to start at verse number 9. Glory to God. And the word reads, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince. The game says, y'all, excuse me, I didn't have my glasses on. Let me read that one more time. Holding fast the faithful word as he have been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince. The game says, for there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, glory to God, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are in a day and an age which has been going on ever since the days of Jesus Christ, where we have deceivers. We have vain talkers. We have people who are trying to subvert. That means to change, to misdirect, to deceive, to play you, to con you, to draw you away from the truth of God for their own gain. Glory to God. Now, this particular letter that Paul wrote was concerning bishops or pastors, stewards, glory to God, of God. But it's to all of God's leaders, all of God's people, whether you carry a title or not, it is imperative that we stick to the truth of God's word, that we don't try to take the word and twist it and change it for our own gain or our own means. Some people will subvert the word simply because they want to be recognized for pride. Some people subvert the word because they want to gain from you. They're not trying to gain you into the kingdom of God, into salvation, but to gain you as to say, well, this is my member. This is a part of my ministry. But your ministry is not preaching and teaching the truth of the word. You're not following the teachings of Jesus Christ. You're not following the teachings of the apostles, which was given to them by Christ. But you are subverting the word, you are twisting the word, you're adding to and taking away from the word of truth for your own gain, for whatever that gain might be it monetary, be it social, be it material, but it's not to gain souls into the kingdom of God. But it's for you to promulgate the lies that you have allowed the enemy to put in your heart. Oh, help us today, Jesus. Verse 11 says, whose mouths must be stopped. Yes, it's time for those of us who know the truth to stand up for the truth. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. And that those that we know are preaching and teaching lies, that we bring it to the forefront, that we tell it, bring it out. Glory to God. Glory to God. God never taught us denomination. He never taught us to build our own fiefdoms, our own kingdoms. But we are here to help to establish the kingdom of heaven in the earth, which is the very reason that we were created. That's why God put man on the earth, to dominate the earth and to proliferate his kingdom, not the kingdoms of man. Man has steadily made laws that subvert what God has said. Man has brought what we call entertainment that totally subverts everything that God has said and is saying to his church. The world gonna do its thing. But you and I, who are born of the Spirit of God and a part of his church, should not allow the deceptions, the tricks, the illusions of the enemy to infiltrate our hearts. And then we go and try to bring that into the house of God. Glory to God. Help us today, Lord God. Who subvert whole houses. We have people who call themselves witnessing for the Lord, but they're preaching and teaching falsehood. They take the word, but they subvert the word, just like Satan did when he approached Adam and Eve, because Adam was right there when Eve fell into deception. So he was deceived too, because he knew the truth. Glory to God. But he took one word and changed it. And if you're not one who reads the word, studies the word for yourself, and ask God to manifest that word in you through the Spirit of Christ in you, you will be misused. You will be deceived. You will be taken, and you will find yourself following a subverted word. Teaching things which they ought not. But why are they doing it? For the filthy lucre's sake. They're out for money. How many ministries do we see today that are always asking you, send money? They got a blessing plan. They got a prosperity plan. They got a healing plan. But it's all contingent on you sending your resources to them. But God says, freely you have received, freely give. I shouldn't be charging you for nothing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Giving an offering and paying your tithes are requirements of God. But in order for you to receive a blessing, is no monetary charge. Anyone that's doing that is deceiving you. Anyone that's doing that is subverting the word of God. Glory to God. God loves a cheerful giver. True enough. But how can you buy healing? How can you buy salvation? How can you buy blessing? How can you buy health? You cannot. These are spiritual activities that work through the Spirit of Christ on the inside. Glory to God. Matter of fact, whether you saved or not, God will heal your body. Now, how many unsaved people have multi-millions of dollars? It wasn't a blessing plan that put them in that position. It was the Lord God Almighty. He says, I build, I bless, and whom I will, he says, I will have mercy on whom I will, and on whom I will harden. He said, the poor you have with you always doesn't mean that you have to be poor, but it also does not mean that you're going to be able to buy what you want from God. Look at the sorcerer when they were preaching, and he saw in Acts, he saw that through the laying on of hands, the Holy Ghost was poured out. And so he went to Peter and them, and he said, give me, he went to them with money, Give me this gift that on whosoever I lay hands on, they can receive the Holy Ghost. And what was the response? He said, your money perish with you because your heart not right. Anybody that tells you they got prayer lines where you got to give $100, $500, $1,000, $10, whatever they trying to charge you for prayer is a follower of Satan. Plain and simple. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. And we know that in God there is no lie. God is not a man that he should lie. So neither should his followers do something that he doesn't do. I don't charge nobody for nothing. Why? God is my supply. He meets all of my needs according to his riches in glory. I don't have to try to fleece you. If I'm trying to fleece you, I'm a deceiver. I take what God gives. I don't refuse a blessing, but I don't require it because God is my blesser. God is my supplier. God is my healer. God is my deliverer. God is my way. Whatever I need is in the hand of God. Whatever you need is in the hand of God. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody trick you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't let them subvert the word of God by teaching you things and lying to you. We got so many so-called prophets today who lie. God gonna bless you with a business. God gonna bless you with a house. God gonna bless you with a car. The first thing God wants to bless you with is a mind to repent of your sin. Because you want blessing, it comes through obedience to the word of God. Not through you blessing some lying prophet or prophetess. Trying to speak titles on you. Trying to speak positions on you. If it's not from God, you should know it. Number one, a true prophet gonna speak what thus saith the Lord. And God ain't gonna come to you with a bunch of foolishness. If you are in error, God gonna bring that to your mind, to the forefront. He gonna have that prophet to tell you, listen, you're in this sin, or you transgress here, you've done this, you've done that. God says repent. And then your blessings will flow. But he's not gonna bless you in sin. You know you doing something you ain't got no business? Don't look for nobody to speak blessing on you. You cannot curse which God has blessed, and you cannot bless that which God cursed. And God hates sin. What makes you think he's going to bless sin? You shacking? God not going to bless that. You fornicating? God not going to bless that. You in witchcraft? God not going to bless that. You in adultery? God not going to bless that. You following horoscopes and psychics? God is not going to bless that. If all your focus is on material gain and God is not the number one focus of your life, don't ask God to bless it because he's not going to do it. Don't look for no man or no woman to speak a blessing on you when you know you in error. Get right with God. Get your heart and your soul right with God. And he says specifically, I will withhold no good thing from them that obey me. If you obey God, your blessing coming. God will open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing you don't have room to receive. But it's contingent on obedience to God, not to the junk that man is pulling. Oh, help me today, Lord. Help me today, Lord. Titus chapter 1, verse 14. Not giving heed to Jewish fables, and listen to this, commandments of men that turn from the truth. I'm so tired of men who call themselves leaders telling you, you got to obey me in everything. You are not God. You are not my Lord. When God gives a command or an order in his word, you obey that. And anyone that tells you anything that's different from what the word of God says, you make sure that you stay with God and obey the Lord. And pray for that leader. Get on your face before God and say, Lord, if this is the leader that you've given me and they're in error, Lord, deliver them. Lord, bless them. Lord, raise them up. I'm not telling you to go and try to confront them all out in front of folks and do all that kind of stuff because the word says rebuke not an elder. But you are commanded to pray. Pray for your leadership that they stay right because they face a great onslaught of attack in every area of their lives because of the responsibility that God has given them. So if they're in error, pray for them. Pray that God deliver them. Pray that God give them the right word and the right mind, the right heart, the right spirit, because they are responsible for your soul. And you don't want them to go before God any kind of way. You want them to be able to represent you truthfully and honestly. Glory to God. Glory to God. Not giving heed to Jewish fables, traditions of man. So many things are being taught today. We are proliferating stuff that has been done for decades and possibly centuries that was handed down from one generation to the next. That's totally in error with God's word. But it's because they did it, we think it's all right. We don't know if they made it to heaven or not. But we do know this. If you're not lined up with the word of God, when you stand before God in judgment, there ain't a preacher on this earth that can preach you in heaven. Nobody. Not me, not any other. Our lives that we live is what determines our eternal life, whether it's in heaven or in the lake of fire. Glory to God. So you got to make sure that you are in the word for yourself. Don't just let somebody come to you, or you go to them on whatever day you have service and they preach a message to you and you don't know if they're right or not. You've got to be in that word. You've got to know for yourself that you're getting the truth. The word says buy the truth and sell it not. That means receive the truth of God's word. That means study to show yourself approved unto God, not unto man. Because man will mess up that word in an instant. If we are not cautious and do not allow the enemy to infiltrate our minds and our spirit to bring to us foolishness, to bring to us lust for money or lust for social standing, lust for position, lust to be known, lust to be accepted. I don't need to be accepted by anyone but God. You don't need to be accepted by anyone but God. And the only way that God's going to accept you and I is that we are in the truth of his word. That we don't step to the left or to the right, but that we stay on that straight and narrow path that leads to eternal life. Holiness, without which God says, no man shall see the Lord. I'm not going to follow somebody that I know is lying and stealing and doing anything they want to do because they call themselves grown or because they call themselves whatever title they have. If it's not in line with the word of God, I can't follow you. I can't deal with you. I can pray for you that God will bring you deliverance and God will correct you, but I will not follow anything that I know is in opposition to the word of God, regardless of how much I might want it, regardless of how much it might seem like it's an easier way or a better way. If it's not the way of the Lord, it's the way of Satan. Glory to God. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 15 of Titus chapter 1. Unto the pure, all things are pure. Those that are seeking the pureness of the word, the holiness of God. Like I said, God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. If holy means to be pure. But listen to this. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. If you doubting everything that you hear and you know it's the truth of the word, then you need to check your own spirit. Check yourself to see if you in the faith of God, not the faith of man. There's one faith, one Lord, one God, one Father of all, one baptism. But we want to argue about it. Get with what the word says. Forget all that arguing, because it's a trick of the enemy for the destruction of our souls. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. It's time for us as the people who claim to be the children of God to repent of our ways. Stop looking for shortcuts all the time. Stop looking for ways around what God has said, but line ourselves up with the word, line upon line, and precept upon precept. follow the word and the teaching of Jesus Christ and the apostles and prophets as given to them by God. Glory to God. Anything else is unacceptable to the Lord. Man may say it's okay, but man does not have the final judgment. Only God. Glory to God. Verse 16, they profess that they know God. How many? But in works, they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. That means that their hearts have been they have been turned over to Satan because they refuse to allow the truth of God's word to be fruitful in them, and they teach others to do the same as they're doing. How can anybody who proclaims to be a leader on whatever level God has you to doing the will of God live opposite and teach others to do the same? I can't walk in fornication and adultery. I can't walk in disobedience to the word and tell you it's okay. You can do that too. God understands. It's a lie from the pits of darkness, and it is one that has been proliferated for generations. For generations. And we've got so-called spiritual celebrities who do these things. They have a wife. They start out. They grow big. They get rid of the wife. They marry the secretary. They marry somebody else. And say, because God says I can. God says it's a lie. You cannot just throw your spouse away because you're tired or you feel like you want somebody else and then try to confirm it through misinterpretation of the word. Because what was done in Old Testament times, you are in the New Covenant. God says you have one wife, one husband. That's it. Glory to God. And the only way that you are supposed to let one of them go is because of adultery. Because that spouse committed adultery. Not because you've gotten into adultery. You decided, well, hey, I'm tired of my wife. I'm going to marry my secretary because she's more appealing to me. Then you are in adultery. And you don't have the right to divorce that wife. If she pleases to dwell with you, you should humble yourself under the hand of God. Repent of your fornication and adultery and get right with God. Continue on and do what God has called you to do. After God restores you from your sin. But you cannot continue in sin and be a true representative of God. Glory to God. I know this word is not popular, but it's the truth, and that's what God wants put out today. It holds true for me. It holds true for you. Whether you're a pastor, a minister, whatever position you're in, if you're just a born-again believer, this law of God is for you. It is just as much for you as it is for me. It's not just the leaders, it's all of us. Because Revelation tells us there's no sin going in and into the kingdom of God. So I don't care what nobody tell you about, oh, well, I dwell in a fleshly body. I can't live right. God wouldn't tell you to be holy if he didn't put it in you to do it. Holiness is an ongoing thing that God perfects in us on a daily basis. But we have to desire it. We have to go after it. Because the enemy of our soul is always going to try to tempt us to go opposite. But by the Spirit of Christ on the inside, we have the power and the authority to not only put the flesh into subjection, but to bring the enemy under our feet, that we do not allow him to do anything in us, in our minds, in our hearts, or our bodies. Glory to God. So we're going to go into a little prayer today. As the music begins to play, I encourage you, if you desire prayer for whatever you call, that number out of the area is 877-464-2500. If you're in the local area, that number is 318-484-2500. Let's come together today in prayer for spiritual bondage to be broken out of our lives. Whatever spiritual bondage you may be in, whether it's lying, stealing, fornication, adultery, Are you sitting up in a ministry that is not preaching and teaching the truth according to the word of God? Then let's pray today. Let's pray today. Let's come together in the spirit of unity for God to deliver, for God to heal, for God to restore, and for God to make whole. Somebody today, you know that where you are right now, your spirit man is not being fed. Because you go in that place every time they have service and you walk out the same way you came in. You don't get no strength. You don't get no healing. You don't get no deliverance. You don't get no inspiration. It's time out for entertainment. A hoop and a shout don't mean nothing if that word is not being implanted in your heart. If you are not receiving the word that brings life to you, the word that brings healing to you, the word that brings deliverance to you, you're in the wrong place. And I encourage you to get on your face before God and ask him, Lord, order my steps. Direct me to the place where I can be fed, where I can find healing, where I can find true salvation, where I can find deliverance and inspiration in your word, that your word will be fruitful in me. Glory to God. It's not fruitful unto us to just go somewhere, be hollered at, shouted at, sung to, and sent home and go home in the same bondage that you walked in that door with. Glory to God. God is not a God of bondage. God is the God of liberty. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There are spirits many, but there's only one Spirit of God. Only one Spirit of God. And that is the only one that can deliver you. That is the only one that can heal you. The only one that can save you and ensure that you have eternal life is the Spirit of Christ. These deceiving spirits are nothing but means of destruction of your soul and mind if you take heed to them. But we must renounce the hidden works of darkness. Walk in the light. Light in Christ means knowledge of Christ. It's not some bright light shining over you, but it is the knowledge of Christ that shines in you and through you. That you can dispel the darkness that has been in your life and help to dispel the darkness of those that come in contact with you. The Spirit of Christ in the inside. Through the knowledge of his word and through the indwelling of his spirit, the Holy Ghost, and that with you. Glory to God. Glory. I encourage you right now. Lord, I'm asking you today to live. Send deliverance to that hungry heart right now. That one that is thirsting for your righteousness. That one that is seeking you right now, Lord God. That one who is opening the door to their heart because they hear the knock of your spirit. Lord, deliver today. Deliver every leader, Lord God, that is in error. That is preaching and teaching by their own means and not by the Spirit of God. Not in the truth. Deliver. Break every yoke. Pull down every stronghold, Lord God. Let every bondage be broken in the name of Jesus. Lord, I honor, and I praise you, and I thank you, and I magnify, and I glorify all truth, Lord God. For only the truth will make us free. Glory. No tradition of man has ever brought salvation. It's the word of God that brings salvation. I encourage you today to take this word to heart. Look over it again. Read it again. Meditate on it. Let God do what he needs to do in your heart. Because it would be a shame to waste all of these years going to church wherever you go. And if they're not preaching and teaching the truth and you're not being delivered, you're not being healed, you're not being filled with the Spirit of Christ, then you are being misused and abused and you will lose your eternal soul to the lake of fire. But God desires you to be with him for eternity. So Lord, I thank you and I praise you today. I invite all of you to join us tomorrow at 11 o'clock sharp at 4605 North Highway 1 Suite C in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana at Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries for worship service. Glory to God. We don't invite you to come and be played with, to be entertained, but we bring the word of truth. That you can find deliverance, you can find salvation and healing in the word of God. Glory to God. As you continue to pray for Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries, that we remain humble and obedient.